Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Up, 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 up. Anyone bother Candy yet? I bet that's Bill Saris. But that is. Crazy what's happened with chocolate. Tariffs and... is that Billy Saris? Yeah? It is. Bill's a good friend and a fantastic businessman and makes the best chocolate on earth. And I've been doing some research. It's crazy what's happened to cocoa prices with tariffs and then the price of just the cocoa. And then... I was at Oakmont Bakery, and Mark Sorreo told me that Hershey, and I haven't bought candy yet for the kids for Halloween. We usually get 300 to 400 people, so that's going to cost us. I'm not complaining. It's just a dramatic change. But Sorreo said Hershey spiked prices by 40%, which is crazy. It's a lot. It's that... a lot going on at the same time for folks making a living making this stuff, and the game has changed. Billy Saris, best in the game. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hi, Marty.
My man, you've had to juggle a lot of different changes in price, have you not, sir?
Yeah, it's that supply chain issue right now, you know, with prices and everybody raising prices across the board.
So... So what's cocoa at, man?
It's about four times what it was a few years ago. So I think it's up to close to 8,000.
8,000 what?
2,100. 8,000 per ton.
Wow. And it was 2 million.
Pardon?
It was 2,000.
It was 2,000, yep.
Wow.
So that'll... yeah. So when you sit there and I heard you say Hershey's went up 40%.
Is that accurate?
On top of that, you know, you've got tariffs on top of that.
Wow.
Just to, you know, to give you an idea like that, a tariff on $100,000 is $17,000.
Whoa. And how's that paid, Billy?
It's paid right on the front end.
Oh, wow.
Okay, where that money goes, we haven't figured it out yet. It just comes on the invoice.
Wow.
And says, here's your VAT, here's your tariffs, pay the bill.
Wow. Hey, by the way, he is not complaining. He never complains. I begged him to come on because of this dramatic change. How do you adapt, Billy?
Yeah,
how do you adapt without tripling prices? How do you do it?
Well... right now, we held prices from our previous year, so we're at the same price that we were. We did not go up in price.
Whoa.
So some of this stuff, we are going to absorb it for now. And hopefully, I know, and Hershey's as well, because we keep in touch with the people at Hershey's and Mars, who are working really hard to try to say, hey, we can't manufacture cocoa beans.
Nice.
Okay, they can only be grown in specific places. So why are you tariffing something because the beans come here and they're made into chocolate here in the States.
Nice point.
So you're not getting chocolate from Europe or from Africa. You're getting beans.
Wow.
And the processing is done here.
Wow.
So it's interesting. And if Hershey and Mars can't eliminate those tariffs, I surely can't.
No. Hey, Billy, how do you eat that, man? That's a lot. How do you do it?
Well, you just try to do it. You know, and we'll see what happens because our prices are set through Easter.
Oh.
And then we'll address it after that to see what we need to do.
Wow. Hey, Billy.
Yeah.
What's demand like, brother?
The demand is the same.
Wow.
You know, I haven't seen much change in that. I know, candy's a luxury item. So when food prices are high, gas is high. Okay, your electric is in your house, your electric bill, your water bill, all those go up. You know, the last thing they're going to buy is chocolate. You know, they're going to buy food first. Food's number one.
Nice point.
Rent is number two.
You're right.
You know, so everything else after that is just, you know, discretionary income or whatever you have. So you'll see people are buying less, and we hope they're buying good stuff. And if you're going to spend your money, buy something good.
So, Billy, is it safe for me to say you have spent hundreds of thousands in tariffs, or over 100,000 at least?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's $68,000 a month.
No.
Wow. Yep.
Wow. Wow.
That's on the tariff end. That's what we pay.
Wow.
The last 3 months, that's what we've paid since it came into play.
Are you angry about that?
Sure, you're angry about it. You know, you can't. You're not. Let me put it this way. I don't know about angry, but you're not happy.
No.
Okay. There's nothing I can do. Getting mad about it isn't going to solve the problem.
No, that's true.
You just have to address it and do what you have to do to maintain your people, your employees, your business, and go from there.
Well, first of all, you're a businessman. You focus on the product. And quality. You don't get involved, and he never, ever gets involved in politics. That doesn't help anyone, does it, sir?
Not at all. Politics doesn't help me at all. There's no sense, you know, even looking at it, even worrying about it, even discussing it.
Wow. So you're eating $68,000 a month and a 4-time increase in cocoa in the last couple of years. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, chocolate's supposed to be, a treat, something
Damn.
To enjoy and whatever
Damn.
You want.
Damn.
So it's going to be an interesting 2026.
Wow. Hey, my man, at some point you got to raise prices or you're going to lose it, right?
At some point you're not going to have that choice, and that'll be determined at the end of probably in May.
Oh.
By June 1st.
And how often do you crunch these numbers, brother?
All the time.
Yeah, you're my man. I love them.
You know, you do it all the time. That's what we do.
Wow. One of the best businessmen I've ever known in my life.
Oh,
and a great human
being. God, thanks.
How's my man Norm feeling?
Norm's feeling much, much better, getting all kind of good positive news.
He's a warrior.
So we're happy with that.
He's a warrior, brother.
A lot of good things that we have about.
He's a warrior. Is he? And he's been working through this maddening pain from chemo. It's amazing.
He's been working and says, you know, you tell him to stay home, and he goes, no, I need to be there. Sitting home thinking it's better off coming to work and you're busy and passes the time.
I lived it, and he's right on.
You understand.
Bill Saris. Brilliant man, great man, amazing chocolate. Thank you, sir, for the truth. Appreciate it.
Hey, Marty, thank you. Take care.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm shocked by that. So $68,000 a month just in tariffs. And cocoa beans from $2,000 to $8,000. Woo! That is wild.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm amazed by a businessman. I had no idea that Billy Saris is paying $70,000 a month just in tariffs. Whoa. Damn. Wow. And then, what do you say, Patrick? Cocoa bean prices have quadrupled, right?
From yes.
$2,000 a ton. Wow.
Huge, huge spike.
Wow. I had to grab Sorreo, who's one of my closest friends. Man, have you been to his joint out there, the Oaks? That place is unbelievable.
Oh, I love that theater.
Place is unbelievable. We went last week to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and him and his son, who's just as cool as Mark, and they had, it was sold out, first of all. Second, the place is gorgeous. Third, they have this massive screen. Fourth, on the stage with the movie playing, they had all the actors playing it out. It's just cool, man. It's a great, great place. Oakmont, man. Cool town. And they have something going this weekend. I know they do. Mark's on the phone. Hey, brother, how are you?
Hey, Marty, good. How are you doing?
Is there a fall fest out there right now, right?
Oakmont? Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
This weekend we have the Halloween parade on Saturday, and
nice.
Yep, all kinds of stuff going on in the Boulevard. We have Earth, Wind, and Fire tribute band tonight at the Oaks, which is the most amazing band.
Oh, that's amazing!
Yeah,
that's amazing. I love that place. You guys do an amazing job, Mark. Wow.
Thanks, Marty.
I'm serious, man. My son hadn't been there, and we brought him, and he loved it. It's amazing what your family does, and everything you do, man, is...
I love it. They've used to call the Oaks the Jewel of Oakmont, and, I mean, it's been around since 1938 or 32, so it's coming up on 100 years. It's one of the only single-screen theaters in the country that's never been closed.
Here's why I love Sorreo and his son and his family. So we're in there, and it's 9 o'clock at night, and Mark's been up since 3 in the morning.
3:30.
And same with Tony. And you know what they said to me? This is our fun job. I love you guys. I told my son.
That's true.
Hey, Mark, I told my son, this is what successful people do. But the key, Mark, isn't it finding something you love, right?
That's right. Doing something you like to do. Yep.
I love it, man. All right, so I had Billy on here, Saris. Wow. $70,000 a month he pays in tariffs, and cocoa beans have gone up by 800% from $2,000 to $8,000. How do you so? And then I hear, because you use, how much Hershey's chocolate do you use?
Well, I mean, we use Hershey candy bars to put on top of our oak monitors, and we go through about 2 to 3 cases of those a week. And one case is 12 boxes of 30 bars. So they went up 40%. They went from, I think, $27 a box, which is just a box of 30 bars. Now they're $42. That was just in like one jump. There was nothing in between.
What?
Which is unusual, but you know, our cocoa prices, we don't go through anywhere near the volume that that Billy goes through, of course. But our cocoa over the last few years has doubled and tripled. In the last few months, it's gone up significantly, the cocoa. So as far as tariffs go, we haven't really seen any additional charges on tariffs. I guess it just gets absorbed into the price increases. I'm not sure.
But just as a business owner, man, you have to sit down and think, what the hell do we do with a 40% pop in something, right? How do we manage this without jacking up prices, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and like Billy said, we don't change prices, you know, every time something goes up. We have the bird flu, the eggs go up quadruple, they come back down, chocolate goes up. You know, cream cheese is floating around in the ocean or wherever it comes from, and it goes up, triple, and then it comes back down. Oh. So there's always a reason, you know, like during COVID, they were saying that cream cheese was floating around, but I mean, it comes from Philadelphia to us. It might be in a river. But there's always a reason, and there's always an increase, and there's always a decrease. And so, you know, we probably in 3 months, we'll look at all of our prices again, because there's been a lot of increases, and make adjustments. But it is hard. You know, we don't really like to raise prices.
40% though, Mark. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. 40% on one item.
Wow.
One item on top of one, you know, so, you know, the price of, you know, of the oak monitor, for instance, went up 50 cents. So it's not like every ingredient in the oak monitor went up.
Yeah, yeah. It's fascinating, though. It's a moving target, too.
Yep.
So
that's part of business.
It is, man. You kick ass. So does Billy. So this guy texted me, one of my boys, said, the Earth, Wind, and Fire band you have tonight is the best in the country. Is that true?
It is. I mean, it is unbelievable. It's an unbelievable band. There's like, I think, 20 people in the band.
What?
It's unbelievable, and they are so good. It's my favorite. It's one of my very favorite bands that comes to the Oaks.
Maria, sing. I can't sing, man. My voice is shot today.
No.
Wow. Is Sal Ricchetti have something to do with it?
Yeah, he runs the band.
Oh, wow. Okay. I love Sal.
Yeah. And he plays the drums. He's so good. They're top-notch, you know, act. They really are.
Oh, he's the drummer. Is it sold out?
Yep. No, right now it's like 250, and I think we hold like 350.
Good for you, man. I might bring my son.
You should. He won't know any of the songs, but you will.
No, it's a hell. Hell yeah, I will. I love him. My man, I love you. You're one of my favorite people on earth, because you get it, and you do everything right. Yeah. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Marty. Take care. Bye.
40% jump. One item. I haven't bought Halloween candy yet, but I'm guessing. Have you, Patrick? Have you noticed?
Yeah, it definitely went up this year.
Oh,
no question. Yeah, we've got all of ours done, but I might need to get some more.
Man, 40%. And then Billy's paying $68,000 a month in tariffs. That's aggravating as hell. Man.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whoo! One of my close friends and one of the best lawyers in America on the V-Mix right now, Phil DeLucente. I had to grab Phil. It's actually fascinating what happens in the courts. And we engaged in this argument last week about what they call unsecured bonds. So, Phil, so that kid that had a $200,000 unsecured bond, I want to ask you what happens in the interworkings of the court system. So, Ed Borkowski hears about this. He revokes the kid's bond, and now they have a warrant out for him. Help me. How does that happen, Phil, and why does a judge do that? I'm not picking on anyone. I'm just, how does that happen, brother, and why?
Yeah, so I can't explain something that I don't know on these specific
facts. No, I mean in general. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah, in general, when you see something like this, what happens is, a lot of times the district attorney, whether it's this county or another county, yeah, yeah, things will be brought to their attention.
Oh.
And so they will then file a motion to revoke, putting their counsel on notice, putting that person on notice that they need to appear in front of this judge on this date at this time. In this county, Judge Borkowski, typically, he's one of the hardest working
Love
judges.
Him.
He does the bond hearings.
Oh.
And so when you're the defense lawyer, one thing you always hear as a defense lawyer, if bonds originally denied on behalf of your client,
yeah, yeah,
and it's a non-homicide first-degree murder case,
yeah,
and you petition to have it revisited by the court, what the court will always say to you is, well, what's the change of circumstance?
Nice, nice.
So here you go, Mr. DeLucente. You're here again, but what's the change of circumstances? You argued before, and we've already denied you, so why are you back? And that's just typically how it goes. Now, that's not all the elements of why
yeah, yeah, yeah.
bond's granted, but that's...
So, Phil, again, big picture stuff. In this case, since they revoked the bond, and now they want to go out and get this kid, did someone believe that he's a danger or a flight risk? And so the judge said, bring him back in, sir?
Yeah, and typically it's the district attorney getting notice from one way or another. And what happens a lot of times is there's pretrial services also does a very good job. They don't get enough credit. They're sort of like, Marty, you handle a lot of federal cases you've commentated on. And in the federal system, we have the United States Probation Office. They're similar to the pretrial services office, and in both systems, and I'm not just saying this for my own benefit.
Of course.
They really, you know, just like federal agents, FBI, IRS agents, nobody gets paid enough.
Nope.
That's the other thing.
It's
they
true.
Do. They have so much on
it's
their
true.
Plate and so much responsibility. And if one case out of a million, for whatever reason, you know, it's like, well, what was their recommendation? And it's sort of nonsensical from my perspective a lot of times. They do a good job.
So, woman gets arrested by Krause's people 2 days ago. Bunch of arrests, had knives on her, tried to hurt the cops, $500 bond, 10% to get out, $50. She hits the streets. Borkowski revokes her bond. Yesterday afternoon. Same deal?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and the standard that's used is, you also hear is, are they a threat to the community? Is there going to be any further criminal, is there a likelihood of that? As well as, you know, their ties to the community, and are they going to show up for court? Those are really the big basic ones. Now, they do take into consideration, so everybody's aware, even though you and I have disagreed at
sure.
times, they will go through somebody's history. I do take exception to when you might have a guy that's arrested 9 times and people say, well, he was arrested 9 times.
Yeah,
yeah, but was he convicted at all? I mean, so like, what if he was acquitted 9 times? He could always be at the wrong place at the wrong time kind of guy.
So Phil, though, is there a political side to this? Because we've been pressing, as you know, this whole woke thing. And so you had two cases that I screamed about in the last 3 days. And in both cases, woke judges set them free. And then Borkowski steps in and says, come on back. Is there any politics to that, sir?
Well, you're claiming they're woke judges. Here's the way I see it overall.
Just answer the question, counselor.
Here's the way I see
my
it.
My man.
When I started practicing, and right after 9/11, okay, I started to see a chilling effect,
yeah,
right?
Right.
The officers could do no wrong.
Right.
It was throw everybody in jail. Then we got this crazy period, which was the craziest of my lifetime, end of 2019 to 23. And then it was everybody was just doing whatever they wanted to
right.
do. And so, yes, there was that gravitation. Now,
hold on, though. Phil, with these two cases, though, is there politics involved? One says walk. The other one says screw that. You're coming back. What? Why? Is it a philosophy, Phil? This happened in 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, look, every judge ultimately gets to decide
sure.
whoever's in front of them, their fate. On one side, you don't want to have a debtor's prison.
No, seriously. No, I get
it. You don't
it.
Want a debtor's prison, but at the same time, and once again, what have I talked about with Congressman Reschenthaler,
yep.
One of the greatest congressmen of all time? I said, we got to bring more money into the system. Everyone say, oh, there you go. No, I'm fiscally conservative. I'm just saying, if this is such an issue, let's put ankle bracelets on them.
But
then
hold on,
say,
Phil.
Well,
Phil, isn't
off.
This
they cut them off.
Phil? Isn't this Eddie Borkowski saying this is wrong? He's yanking them back in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's Eddie Borkowski who he's also a common pleas judge.
He is.
What folks have to understand about the magisterial district judges, and I think it's good that they could not have to be lawyers because a lot of this is back, neighborhood disputes. But he's, you know, he went to law school. He was head of homicide. He knows the law inside and out. And so this is definitely him saying with the facts that have been presented. But here's what we don't know. You don't know it. I don't know it. Only they know it. What facts were presented in front of that magistrate at the time versus the common pleas court? And so people are going to have that disconnect. And let me just say this, okay, because you were a little testy last time. We do not have a perfect system.
Right.
We got the best system going.
Isn't it fair to say, though, that Eddie B. is a more law and order guy? And that's a compliment. Isn't that fair?
I think he was the head prosecutor
yep.
for homicide.
Yep.
And I think that all I can tell you is in my circumstance, he's been extremely fair.
He's wonderful.
He gets through the chafe to get to the wheat, and he's fast. He can read a room like, you know, really fast. Like, remember Judge Wettick in the civil division? He was the same way. He'd do happy hour. He'd see through something in about 5 seconds.
Ed is more law and order. He doesn't want these thugs roaming the streets. That's what I know.
No, absolutely. But,
right.
you know, he shouldn't be parceled out. None of the judges over there do in the common pleas division. In the common pleas division.
Good point. My man Phil D. Man, that shirt and tie look. And your hair. Man, you look good today. Wow.
Well, I stopped walking down the street eating pizza and pink shirts because of this great new law that the Pittsburgh police allegedly have. I don't even know if that's true, but that's insanity.
My man.
Stop and frisk. All right.
Phil DeLucente, great stuff, brother.
Have a good one.
Love him. Bop. Bop, bop, bop. Law and order, man. It's all that matters to me. The sad state of affairs is that I see these criminal records, and I see, the one kid in the robberies of the gun stores is 12 years old, and Patrick had him on the stream. We had the video from inside the gun store. No exaggeration, Patrick, my man could not see above the gun counter.
No, not over the counter at all. It's ridiculous.
12 years old.
Insane.
12. stealing guns from a federal offense, gun stores,
Jesus,
loading up cars. And his cohorts had at least, all of them had at least 8 arrests. And one of them, after a judge released him, went out and committed a mass shooting. I shot 4 people at a part that party. And my point is that the sad side of all this law and order stuff in the debates I have is that these are kids. And look, we want justice and we want hardcore criminals off the streets, but the sad story is they're done, man. My man is robbing gun stores at 12. He's done. He's cooked. He's toast. He's dead to the world. He has no chance. And multiply that by a couple million kids in America in this underbelly of dysfunctional families and crime-ridden cultures and kids who don't give a damn whether they live or die. It's hard. It's kind of weird when I get a criminal jacket from a judge for a 15-year-old who has 12 or 13 arrests. It's weird. I mean, 13, man. 15 years old, man. It's awful. And the shooting at the Ross Park Mall is the ultimate. The kid who was a 15 who was arrested, he was in court that day for a crime his brother committed. This is the truth. Sorry, I'm losing my voice today. I have no idea why. And he's in the courtroom, and his brother's in court. He leaves the courtroom, steals a car, and goes and shoots his friends, so-called, at the Ross Park Mall, 16 years old. I can't wrap my arms around that, the sadness of that, like the horror of that, the hopelessness, the senselessness. I mean, what's the end game there? They're as good as done. I mean, how do you turn that around? I don't know. I can't answer that question. And no one ever can. So I got this list of juveniles, of 400 of them, 400 that all should be in jail today, and they're not. And 8 of them are dead. So they should be in jail, and 8 are dead. Truth. And I love Phil, but he's a defense lawyer. And you hear what he said? Put an ankle monitor on them. Well, Phil, I have the memo. 7 of 10 of the kids take the monitors off. Just cut them off and say, screw you. This is what? This is our future? I told you, man, there's kids at Brashear High School with felonies that go to school every day and do nothing but walk up and down the halls. That's it. They don't ever go into class. What the hell happens to them? No, really. Where are we at with that? How do we help them? Can we save them? So look, I'm all about law and order and prisons and jail time, but man, there's some despair there. This is our burden, because if you don't build schools, and if they don't go to school, what do you build? Jails, prisons. And it's horrible. It's horrible. And it's depressing. And it sucks. And the poor kids don't have a damn chance. And it crosses all racial, ethnic. It's headed into the suburbs and rural areas. Westmoreland County, I'm telling you, man, don't just suggest, oh, this is just a group of kids in the hood. It's not true anymore. Same dysfunction. Fayette County, Westmoreland County, Butler County, drugs, crime, kids who are sideways, committing crimes on a daily basis. And it's horrible, and it's destructive, and it's painful. And I don't know what the hell to do. Before I go, gotta congratulate the fan winning the Marconi. It's the Academy Award of radio. I'm serious. They kick ass. Big time. Guess who won it last year? We did. Congrats. And to the man himself, the man behind it, SPAC, bringing it, leading it, creating opportunity. It is pretty damn cool. Pretty damn cool.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.